We read today of the death of a man who changed the shape of the world, or at least the way the world looks on a map. Geographer and cartographer Arthur Robinson died last month at age 89 in Madison, Wisconsin. In 1963, he came up with a way to reduce the distortion on maps, the distortion caused when you try to convert a spherical globe into two-dimensional space. In Robinson's map, Canada, Greenland, and what was then the Soviet Union shrank to something closer to their size relative to the rest of the world. Joel Morrison is a cartographer who studied for his PhD under Arthur Robinson. He says Robinson was up against 400 years of misleading maps.
What was very common in Western civilization was to use a projection by the Dutch cartographer Mercator. And Mercator devised his projection for sailing at sea. But unfortunately, to be useful for mariners, it distorts the size of the higher latitude areas on the Earth. Greenland and Mexico should be the same size. Africa should be the size of Russia, and things like that. If there's a great discrepancy that you can see between that, then you know that there's area distortion on this map, and don't use that map for area considerations.
Well, how did Arthur Robinson mathematically figure out a way to fix that, at least somewhat, if not entirely?
Well, he didn't first go after the mathematics, contrary to how most map projections were done. You need to know a little bit about Robinson himself. He brought to cartography the idea of the look of the map, and the look of the map being the aesthetic appeal of the map, and also the fact that the map could represent kind of the culture of the group that made the map, and you could tell certain things about it.
It sounds like what Arthur Robinson was able to do was to find a middle ground where there was a mathematical component and an aesthetic component. Is that right?
Yes. I think it's easier to think of, on the one side you have correct shapes, on the other side you have correct areas, and you can't have them both. And so you go somewhere in between compromising and sacrificing area on one side and sacrificing the shape on the other side. And so he set about simply taking what he felt were the best representations of the continents. And once he had accomplished that, and he accomplished this simply by drafting a number of these, and each time he made a change, something got worse. And when he reached that point, the point of diminishing return, shall we say, he said, that's it. Then you backtrack and set down the mathematics of it. And it was an innovative way to do it, particularly in 63. Today, it would have been much easier because you have computers which can instantaneously do these calculations.
This question of the aesthetics of the map is interesting. I was reading something that Arthur Robinson said about a different projection, the Peters projection, that he wasn't too fond of, and he said, the land masses look like wet, ragged, long winter underwear hung out to dry on the Arctic Circle.
That's right. I agree with him, but then, of course, I'm biased being a student of his, but I think the thing I objected to in a Peters projection is all the press that it was given, and it's nothing more than one more of an infinite number of projections that he used and could use to gain attention, shall we say.
Yeah, but that was important to him, in other words, the way it looked and trying to preserve
it. Robinson, he brought that to the whole field. How the colors interact, how the mood that the map presents, not just the database and the information that's on that map, which is very useful, but if it's also, let's say, beautiful to look at, people will want to work with it.
Well, Dr. Morrison, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Geographer Joel Morrison, remembering the cartographer Arthur Robinson, who died last month at the age of 89. The University of Wisconsin at Madison, where Robinson taught for 35 years, will honor him with a memorial service on Friday.